Okay, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos we're laying the Mitzvah on Parshas Vayishlach. So after the whole meeting that took place between Yaakov and Esav, and they kind of agreed to, you know, kind of make up a little bit and go different directions, then you had the whole Meisah with Shem. And after that's all over with, in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Lekila Yaakov, Kuma Lei Veis El V'Shem Shoma Asisham Mizbeach Wakel Anir Elech Bevochem Neizor Achicha. Go back to the place called Beis El and set up a Mizbeach there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk for tonight, Vayomer Yaakov O Beis El. So Yaakov said to his household again, this is Perek, thank you, this is Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Beis. And Bereshis, of course, Vayomer Lekila Yaakov, Vayomer Yaakov O Beis El Al Kol Asher Imo, Hasiru Es Elohei HaNechar Asher B'Sefchem, get rid of any foreign gods, idols that you may have in your midst, V'Taharu, and purify yourself, V'Chalifu Simlo Seichem, and change your garments. Says Rashi, Elohei HaNechar Sheyesh B'Yidchem Mishlal Shochem, Shochem, if you have, you know, anything from the spoils of the battle of Shechem, which had just taken place in the previous section, anything there that might be in the category of Avodah Zarah, and so you got to get rid of. V'hi Taharu, says Rashi, Avodah Selinim, again, purify yourself and have a little contact with Avodah Zarah. And V'chlifu Simlo Sechem, change your garment, Shemi Yesh B'chem Ksus Shal Avodah Selinim, in case you have a garment that was used in connection with Avodah Selinim. So Rashi makes the whole thing revolve around Avodah Zarah. Now, Rabbi Ibn Ezra has a very interesting comment. We don't have to quote Ibn Ezra that often in these shurim, because shurim usually on topics related to halacha, and Ibn Ezra is not primarily known as a halachist, more of an interpreter of Pashtun, or, you know, interpreter of the Chumash. But here Ibn Ezra makes an interesting halachic comment on this pasuk, Bereshis Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Beis, on the pasuk, on the word v'hi taharu. He says shir chatzu aguf, okay, wash your body, but then he says v'chlifu simlo sechem. Says Ibn Ezra, mehamakom hazeh nilmod, from here we learn shachay of kol Yisrael, that every Jew is obligated kasher yelech lispal lemakom kavur, when he goes to daven, the place where every davens, leos gufo noki, has to be physically clean, umalbushov nikim, has to have clean garments. So Ibn Ezra says, we learn from this pasuk, from the fact that Yaakov told his family, v'achlifu simo sechem, it's like a drosha's chazal. Ibn Ezra quotes, mikan, sounds like a drosha. Right, mikan, from here we learn, v'akom hazen, el nilmad, that you have to daven with clean garments. I don't know offhand of any drosha like that in chazal. I looked around a little bit to see if there's a medrash or a drasha like that. I didn't find it, so I don't know Ibn Ezra's source. There's a chumash that I have at home, a set of chumash called Mechokek Yehuda, which has comments on Ibn Ezra, so I thought maybe they would give me reference. I couldn't find it. I'm not saying it's not there. I just say I couldn't find. But I thought it would be interesting to speak about this question this evening of having special garments, especially clean garments for davening. That seems to be said. Again, I'll read his Loshim HaMokam, and say, Chayev Kol Yisrael, Kashielech L'Spawel, you go to daven, HaMokam Kamuli, Yos Gufo Naki, a physically clean body, and umalbush of nikiyim, proper clean clothes, out of respect for davening. So what we do find in the Gemara is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Amud Beis.
Does this mean that it's ma'akev too?
Well, that's what I have to say. That's exactly what I have to say. That's certainly you're saying certainly chatchila. So there is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachas. The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Brachas begins, Ein omdin lispalel mitoch kovod rosh. When you begin davening, you have to have a very serious frame of mind. So the Gemara there discusses, where does that come from? How do we know if that's true? And the Gemara quotes different psukim, and I said, well, maybe that pasuk is talking about something else. So one of the attempted psukim, again, in Baruch Lamed Lamed Amud Beis, is Ella Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mehocha. Here's the source. Hishtachavu Lashem Behadras Kodesh, a pasuk we know. Hishtachavu Lashem Behavu Lashem Kodesh Moshav Behadras Kodesh, right? Tehillim Parakov Tes Pasuk Beis. We know we put the Sefer Torah away on Shabbos, right? Hishtachavu Lashem Behadras Kodesh. Al Tikri Behadras Kodesh Ella Becherdas. Chedas means like to trembling, a certain sense of awe, reverence. That's the mocha when you daven, yishtachu Hashem, when you bow to Hashem, the chedas kodesh. Then the Gemara says, why? Who says that that's what it means? Mimai. Dilma la'olam emalacha hadras mamish. Maybe no. That's not, there's no so given to make a drosha that you twist the word around to read it to mean awe, reverence, but rather hadras mamish. It means hider, beautifying. Ki hod Rabbi Yehuda have a mitzayin nafshei v'hodar matzli. Rabbi Yehuda would be mitzayin nafshei, and then he would die. What does it mean, mitzayin nafshei? Says Rashi, mikashet atzmo bibigodov. Rabbi Yehuda, before he used to daven, would decorate himself with his clothing. He would put his clothes together, you know, wear nice clothes, put on a jacket or something, as we'll see, something which, you know, was special for tefillah. So therefore the Gemara rejects that particular drosha. The drosha is not my interest right now, but rather the practice of Yehuda, or I said Rav Yehuda, forgive me, Rav Yehuda, again the lashon of the Gemara, Baruch Haslam on our days, having mitzayin, nafshe, v'hoda matzli. He would sort of decorate himself, so to speak, and then he would daven. Rashi says, mikashet atzma v'gadav. So we do have such a concept in this Gemara in Baruch. Similarly, yeah, because that could be a sign of reverence. People discuss that in the context of the Gemara Yochanan. Again, I wasn't so interested in the drasha just to see that point of Rav Yehuda's practice. There's also a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rava bar Rav Huna, towards the top of the page, Yudam and Aleph, Rava bar Rav Huna, Rami Puzmiki Umetzali. Okay? Rami Puzmiki, Rashi says, No stain on pilos chashuvim biraglov. He'd wear some type of special shoe or covering for his feet. I don't know if the shoe, but like, what do we call him today? Some kind of a pants, not exactly pants like our pants, but some kind of a decorative or, what are the thicker types of pants or something like that he would put on. Okay? Yes. Huh? So what they're called, I don't know what they're called, but whatever it is, okay, he would put on these types of things. Why? Omar, Hikon, Likras, Al-Kechi, so that's a pasuk in Treyos, and almost Perek Daled, pasuk today is the famous phrase, Hikon, Likras, Al-Kechi, Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself and get yourself in the right frame of mind when you're going to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Baruch Huna used to put this on. Rav, says the Gemara, Rashi says, Hikon, Likras, Al-Kechi, Hisnoi, Lefonov. Not only but beautify yourself. When you come to daven, the Kaddish Baruch, you got to look like a man. You can't just run in your sweat uniform or whatever. You have to decorate yourself. And then Gemara goes on.
Many people will use the gadol. When they put a gadol on, they say, "Come,
yeah." So we'll talk another time. I want to talk about the gadol. The separate. I actually look into the gadol a little bit. We'll never talk about that another time. Did we once talk about? I can't remember. We may have once talk. I have to look. Check my records.
But that's more to love deal.
You have been top and bottom, yes.
But the mitzvah will send this.
It's possible when they put it on. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a chiluk between what type of tefillah we're doing, whether it be a tefillah of Hadar and
I think he's talking about the regular daily davening.
Because if you say tefillah is the eighth sarah and the aspect of calling out and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu besides Bachot Ramban.
Right.
Why would that come into the context? The eighth sarah you're going before HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, but I think
this is a tefillah of coming to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Thank you,
that within the context of obligatory.
Right, oh, I see, obligatory. But okay, maybe you can make that chiluk, but I think the whole idea is you're presenting yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's proper, I don't know, we'll see about Nakir Shor, it's proper to present yourself a certain way. I don't know if he's mechalik really.
In the old days, he was in
fields. Right, but it's interesting, it seems though, maybe they had another garment they put over or something, that's what it seems.
It has to be the
Machum Kavua, probably would not. Well, that was the Lashon Ibn Ezra, he did say the Machum Kavua, it's true. Okay, that was his drasha, yeah. Well, okay, let's see. So anyway, one other thing the Gemara says, Rabba Shade Glima Fakhar Mitzali. Rabba used to actually take off a certain coat that he had because it made him look too important, made him like a cape. He made him look, it wasn't right to approach Kosh Baruch that way either, as if here I am, So right, exactly. Whatever he's doing. Okay, but that's that Gemara. Okay. Rashi says, Mashik Adar to Melov Shaloyer Kechosh. You don't want to look too important. Well, he folded his hand in a certain way, like a person who's timid and afraid before Kosh Baruch. That's Shabbos Yudam and Aleph. And then, one other Gemara in this regard is that later on in Shabbos, Naf Kuf Yud Gimel. On the days, in a second, Kuf Yud Gimel. At the bottom of the days, the Gemara says, Amar of Acha bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, going on to Kuf Yudam and Aleph, Midnayan Lashinri Begadim in HaTorah. Okay, how do you know that you should change garments when presenting yourself for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi says at the top of Kuf Yudam and Aleph, Shuderach Kavod Lifnei Amakom, to show yourself as honorable in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menat Tehari knows from the Torah Shenemar the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav Ufashates Begadav Velavash Begadim Achirim. Talking there about the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, that you had one of the Kohanim had to clear out the ashes. So that's almost, I mean, I don't want to say it in the Kud, but it's a garbage collection. You know, get rid of the ashes. And then when he finished that, he had to put on different garments to go do the other avoda. That's what Rashi says. Velavash Begadim Achirim Velotzias Hadeshen. He's Kiko Akasim Lubos Begadim Pchusim B'Shas Otzos Hadeshen. She'ena Avoda Chashuva Kedei Shloim Asu Begadim Achashuva. Not to ruin, to soil the regular garments. She'over to have Otzos Achilu Shtiach Yom Kito V'Nisof. The actual Karbanos work. And the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel continues the Gemara. Limadcha Torah Derech Eretz Begadim Shebisha V'Hen Kedei L'Rabo. The garments which you use when you work in a kitchen as a cook, okay, to prepare the food, al yimzo v'hen kos l'rabo. Then you don't wear that when you serve the food. You're the butler, you're pouring the wine. And come out, you have to put on a different, the waiters, you know, in the restaurant, the kitchen staff, they're wearing uniforms that have stains and spills all over it, right? But the waiter is supposed to come out more dignified. That's what this Gemara says. Now the Gemara here ostensibly is talking about the Karbanos. However, the Rambam writes the following in Perek Hay of Hilchos Tfila, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, and now we come to Henry's point. Shmona Devarim Tzorech Hamispal Hizar Behen Velasoson. There are eight things you have to be concerned about. If there was some pressing need or something came up and you couldn't do it, you're not makir. Anyway, what are they? Amida, it's supposed to down there to stand up for. V'nochach HaMikdash, facing towards the Mikdash, and different things. Tikkun HaGufa, Tikkun HaMalbushim. One of the things on the list of the Rambam is Tikkun HaMalbushim. That's what he says in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. And in Perek Hey Halacha Hey, he explains, you know, I think it explains each one. So Halacha Hey, right? Tikkun HaMalbushim Ketzad, Misaken Malbushim Tchila, Umitzayin Atzmo, Umahade. You fix up your garments, and you decorate yourself, you will look nice. Shenemar Hishtachavu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. He quotes that Gemara that we had in Brachas, which the Gemara says we really darshan the Pasuk Shachar Bahadras Kodesh. Okay? And Velo Yamod Betila Bapundoso, you don't stand and dominate with your knapsack or whatever, Velo Barosh Megula, with uncovered head, Velo Baraglayan Megulos, not uncovered feet, like with shorts or whatever, in Derech Anshe Hamokom Shalayam Dubifna Gdolim, Elo Bateraglayan, if indeed it is the common practice where you are not to present yourself in front of a dignitary in that fashion. That's an important point in a second. Okay? And at the end of that halacha, the Rambam writes the famous statement, Derech Kala Chachamim Vatamidehem, the practice of Talmid Chachamim and their students, is Shalo Yispalo El Kishen Atufim. There's some kind of a head covering. That's the mokra for wearing yeshivas wear a hat for davening or talis over the head and so on. That's his Rambam. Derech Kol HaChachamim Tamidim Shalo Yispalo El Kishen Atufim. That's the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah comments, where did the Rambam get this on about Tikkun HaMalbushim? It's interesting because he mentions. The Kesef Mishnah first says that this is not Ain Derech Osa Mokum. In other words, you have to know that in certain places it's different. And he writes, and I'll get back to what I was saying before with the Lechem Mishnah, I'll say in a second. The Kesef Mishnah says, Lafuke Kol Bnei Harav, as exposed to the people in Arab lands, She'omdim Lifnei Gedolim Ragayim Megulos. They stand in front of the biggest officers there, bare feet. Now that was, those are cultural things, you know, that people present, you know, and it was not uncommon to be barefooted. The Rambam says that basically it's again dependent upon the minhag in the community. The Lechem Mishnah on that simon, he says, where did the Rambam get this from? He quotes the pasuk of Yishachu Hashem Badras Kodesh, but that's not the Gemara. Had that as a possibility. The Gemara originally brought that up. Darshan the pasuk b'hadras kodesh b'cherdas kodesh. Your point about maybe it's not the same, so maybe it's really overlaps. But the Lechem Mishnah says, well, he thinks that the Rambam got it because the Gemara seemed to say that no, the simple reading is the way it is without having to twist the cherdas kodesh. The simple reason is reading is hadras. That's what the pasuk says. So therefore, that's why the Rambam assumes that that's the double pasuk. A Rabbeinu Hevi pasuk the shachar Hashem b'hadras kodesh mishum de brachos reish perak enom. Then we just read it. Immediately quotes the Gemara, and he says, "Mishum Damrina Hachi B'Gemara Hevi Rabbeinu Drasha Zu Shei Pshuta B'Pasuk." That's the simple reading the pasuk. So says the lechem mishnah. In any case, the lechem mishnah. Yeah. So that's the din as it appears in the Rambam. In front of the Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim Simon Tzadi Aleph presents this din. Orachayim Simon Tzadi Aleph, of course, in the Hilchos Tefilot. It's Simon Tzadi Aleph Siv Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Tzorech Lirchot Yada B'mayim. Just a second. No, it's Tzadi Beis. I'm looking at one place. Excuse me. Tzadi, let's say Tzadi Dalid. Tzadi Aleph. So, Tzadi Aleph Siv Dalid. Here it is. So he talks about putting different things on, and he says, I just told about the hats, and I'll come back to that also. I'm sorry, I'm doing it out of order. I'll read the later halacha first. In Siman Tzadi Ches, Siman Tzadi Ches Siv Dalid, he says, Hatfila Hebe Mokam HaKorban. So I'll do it the other way around. Hatfila Hebe Mokam HaKorban. Ulechach Tzorach Lizoher, Shethei Dugmas HaKorban B'Kavana. Tfila, we know, corresponds to Kavanas. Remember the last Gemara we saw, the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that you learn from the Pasuk by the Shulman Hadesh, and you don't wear the same garments when you're actually serving Hashem, doing the Avodah of the Kavanas, as you do when you wear the Shulman Hadesh, you do the Shulman Hadesh, right? You have to straighten out, have nicer clothes. So the Shulchan says, Hatfila replaces Kavanas. Therefore, there are many parallels. For example, you have to have proper Kavanah, just like you have to Kavanah by Kavanas. Below you are Makshal Acheris, Makshal Sheposas, Bekachim, sometimes by Kachim, just the wrong thoughts. Fouls up the entire carbon, right? Pigle, right? And other improper thoughts. Okay, umud, do me a davod. We stand for avod in the base hamikdash, right? Kriyas makom, kamokaros, all these things. And then he also says the ra'oishay. This is now the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim Siman Tzadi Ches Siv Dalid. The ra'oishay yielo malbushim noim miuchadim letfila. A person should have nice clothes which are designated especially for davening. Could go in Big Day Kohona, like the Big Day Kohona were. Ella, she'ain kol odin yochel levaz beizalzeh. Not everybody can afford to have special clothing just for davening. It's expensive and so on. However, mikol mokom tovu shilo michnesayim yuchadim letfila mishum nikiyos. Clean pants. Again, we have a different type of dress today, and we always wear pants, you know, and they're also, you know, in terms of the things being soiled, but our style of dress is different today, but the point is, and incidentally, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGra here, on this Siman Tzadi Ches Siv Dalid, the Maas of Meroi, quotes those Gemaras that I mentioned before, the Gemara in Shabbos and so on about, you know, about Rav Bar Rav Huna and so on. He says those Gemaras are the source. Nobody that I said before, nobody quotes this Ibn Ezra, you know, learning out from our parsha. But okay, but you have these Gemaras. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says the source is. The Kafa Chayim, the Sfardi Posek, again in the same Siman Tzadi Ches, in Ose Chof Tes. The Kafa Chaim writes, Mikol Mokom Tov Shula Mechlesayim Yuchon Lefila, Umi Sheyesh Lo Umnos Mechuar, somebody who's work, you know, I don't know, today would be like a mechanic or whatever. Someone gets very dirty at work. They say, you know, involved in manual labor, and he's very, very dirty at work. Okay, don't come to him. Sorry, a silversmith, whatever. Okay, you tire goof of your chalef, you lost of his body. You better have a clean change of clothes. What a diamond, right? Okay, you get the person who's okay, person's an executive, he's wearing a suit most of the day anyways. Okay, but somebody who, says the Kafa Chaim, somebody who has the type of job where his clothes get dirty during the course of the day, that's his, the nature of his work. So you should have separate clothes for tefillah, yeah.
A lot of, like, especially, like, nowadays in the winter or whatever, it's so if you can be upstairs, like, two people.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Now, we'll get to it shortly. A little bit earlier, I said I was doing the reverse order. That was the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Ches. A little bit earlier, I started through the four. In Siman Tzadi Aleph, we find the following. Sif Hey. Siman Tzadi Aleph. Lo Yamod, Mipapundaso, Lo Barosh Megula, Barabaglai Megulam, in Derech Ad Shemokom Shoyamduz Nagdolim Elavotaraglim. Again, like the Rambam, you have to follow what the practice is in that neighborhood, in that land, when you stand in front of dignified people. Halacha Vav Derech Achachom Tamidayim Shelo Yispalu Ela Shehem Atufim. So the Mechaber brings that down. Also, that's again where you're at. So why?
Yeah, it could be like different.
Yeah, okay, but here it mentions Derech Achachom. Okay, good point. Now in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabur rather writes Mefurish. I mean, I'm not telling him here what to do. I'm just reading what it says in the Mishabur. It's a cut in Yud Bey. He's a famous Mishabur. Uvizmanenu tzorach lahosim beis hatfila kova barosho. you have to put on a hat for davening. That's the demokra. You know, there's many people wear hats for davening. So that's what comes from. The Shabura says, in our time, you should put on a hat for davening, kederach shaholach berchov, like you walk out in the street. Now that's the question, because today, it's not like many people don't walk out in the street like that. The low bekova hakotin shatachas hakova, and not the small hat, like we yarmulke, you know, that we wear underneath. Ki ein derech lamo kainlis nam ashum chashuvim, because you wouldn't stand like that in front of somebody else. Again, that's subjective. That's Israel. I don't know. The kosher kain shlap me, the other type of coat. Ainless follow about the shakam shall piss him about the gnayu lamo kain, all the types of garments he says to avoid, okay? And not to wear gloves. You shouldn't wear gloves either. They're not talking about the gloves for warmth, but they're people very, you know, aristocrats used to wear these special gloves, you know. Is it not right to wear that during davening? Because it shows you all self-worth is important, yeah.
Is there any difference between a baseball hat and a black hat?
Well, no one that I know says the hat has to be black, I have to be honest.
Right.
Okay,
right.
No one says it has to be black. But, yeah, whatever. You see old pictures of people in yeshivas, they're not necessarily wearing a black hat. That's, it's, you know, black has become the official color of the hats more recently. Yeah, as opposed to a cap, you know, as opposed to this type of a hat, you know.
Right.
So again, that doesn't make any, Ativim is wrapping it up. I mean, it doesn't seem to be any difference. You know, you can wear a wool sock hat also.
Okay.
But the question is, right, that's the issue, is there are chashivas. Right? Now, obviously,
If you wore your ball cap when you walked into a class, your teacher would right always say, you know,
take off your cap. Right, right, correct, correct. Okay. There's no doubt. Right. Now, the other thing is, he talks about garments, in Gimel Mishnah writes, we have these long coats on, some people put on a long coat, and so on. Again, the question about standing barefoot. All right, we got the idea. You're supposed to dress yourself up nicely for davening. Now, that's in the Mishnah Berurah. The Kapachayim in Os Chavav of this Simon, of Simon Tzadi Aleph, he writes that even though it says derech chachamim v'talmidehem, this business of wearing atifa, some kind of a hat, is only the chachamim and their talmidim, nonetheless he says, Hodinokat, says the Kafachayim, derech chachamim v'talmidehem. Why did Rambam and the Chaber use that language? Because mishum dehochis and sechah Shabbos daf yud, the Gemara we saw before. Amar Ashi chazinu le Rav Kana ki katzar ba'am shadi glimu. You know, it told him talmid chamu did it. However, says he called the kasa kach Yisrael. However, says the Kafachayim, aval hu adin kol adam yesh olasos kain. Don't, you know, that's for everybody. It doesn't mean derech chachamim. You know, that's everybody. Okay, and he quotes various others who say that he called it. You saw, that's how you address. You dress yourself up nicely, and so on. Now, that's the Kafachayim. I also found that the Chidah discusses this issue again of I mean, yeah, sometimes it relates to people, let's say, maybe not here, it's not so common, I don't think, maybe there's some of the kids in camp or whatever, you know, barefoot, or let's say you have shorts, or whatever, or sandals, right? These kinds of things. So the Chidor writes, the Birka Yosef, same Simon. So yeah, right. Simon Tzadi Alas of Cotton Dal, Hu Adin, Im Rova Ola Mechasin Raglehem, the Ain Makpidim Kajom is that Gadolim, the Omdim Raglehem, Magulam, Machusim, and Tila Nami Ekstata. Merit you saw, you're like, that's the question. You're going to kibbutz someplace that people dominate in shorts. Sometimes these tiny shorts, you know, and the question is that's right or not. But according to the Chodorites here, if that's the minigan, they would stand like that in front of dignitaries also. You know, again, it's somewhat of a culture. And by the way, it may be somewhat different now in Eretz Yisrael than it was even 30 years ago. But I still remember when, I think I mentioned this once or twice in the past, when they, after the raid on Entebbe, I mentioned this once, right? They made a number of movies about it. It was a great thing in 1976. They made movies about it. So they made a movie here in America starring some of the famous Hollywood people. They made an Eretz Yisrael also. So I remember we saw both the films. So the one in America when they had the meeting of the Israeli brass to decide what we're going to do about this hijacked plane. So they're American, an American movie. So the officers walked in with these uniforms, all kinds of medals, and you know, like American generals, you know, the high, very, very fancy jacket. And you watch the same scene in the Israeli movie. The guy comes in with a short sleeve shirt with open and no jacket, sitting down like to have a cup of coffee. Well, that's how they dress. You know, there's a difference. Yeah, one time, right? Yeah, just a short sleeve shirt, right? Exactly. So, I'm saying, right, I think to some extent it may have changed today. You know, the Western style of dress is sort of taken over, at least in some circles. But and that's exactly, because Yosef writes, again, everything depends on would you appear before a dignitary in this fashion. That's a quote from that Kesef Mishnah we saw. The Nira, says the Chidor, the Mimakom de Ruba de Alma Mechasim, if most of the people will cover themselves, Ach ein Kpeda Lama de Gandolim, Nehidi Sura Leka, Kol de Leka Kpeda, Kamashakosam Arnav, Nachon Ma'od Lechasosam, Kevin de Ruba de Alma Hachinogim, Mishum Hikon. That's what people do when they daven. It's Hagam that not everybody's worried about when they meet the dignitaries. But Lamaisa, people who daven generally dress up, then you have to do it also. So it's not just what people do in front of dignitaries, but also a little bit of what the minig is around for, you know, for different to different things. Now, it's interesting, to summarize this din, I have it over here, the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sephardi post in Baghdad, in Ben Ish Chai, Shana Rishon, Parshas Yisrael, Oz Tesvav, he summarizes as Lo Yamod, Lispala Bli Beged El Yon. He says you should not daven without an over a jacket, basically, Shalov Shin Ala Chaluk, which you wear on top of a shirt. And he said, "Why? Oh, below Azor, not without a belt. Oh, below Mikse Elyon Shalarosh, not the post on Yashar, Korin Fis. I think in Arabic it's a fez. You know, the little hats, the Moroccans with these little fez, they call it. Okay? Afal P, Shalovish Mikse Dach, Shakorin Ergen, that's probably Yamaka. Zeh Klal, Kol Shaba Osa Mokom, Makpidin, Levilti Yamdu, Lufne Gdolim, Bechisorim, Abush Melech Yotzaman, Osu Olamad, Lufne Melech HaKavi Betvila. Right, exactly what he said. The tzar here in Hazy says it. We think it's a new problem. Says the Ben Ish Chai. The tzarich lahazib is the anshe irena. We have to be mizariz, the people in town. Okay. Sheyesh rabim mispalim arvis biyochid beveisam. Many people they daven mar by themselves. Because none of these sources we saw said that's only when you're in shul. No, it's when you're home. It doesn't matter. You're davening. It doesn't matter if you're a minion or not. He says many people daven at home. And also he says, V'gam b'mos ha'kayit, a lot of times in the summer, poshtim b'godim ha'olyonim machmas ha'chom. People take off their, it's so hot, they take off their clothes, you know, the outer garments anyway, because of the heat, because you're always going to take them. Shetzrichim lizor b'zeh b'zatzil. They're davening, you got to keep a jacket on. As they state in Ben Ish Chai. The derech ha'chom v'shein nispal nashkish ha'atufim b'glima who beg at ha'olyon. Shalom lovesh k'shalok b'shuk v'rchobos. Mishun hikon likos l'kachom. Yisrael v'roi l'chol odom l'isnag v'kach afilu hu hejol. Even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, it applies to you too. So rules the Ben Ish Chai as well. Now, again, one can argue that today things have changed because today people in general are much more casual in terms of dress. At one time, it's taka true in the United States of America among non-Jews. Years ago, people went out in the street that wore hats. I mean, you can see it in old movies or in reading literature about periods that, that people put hats on when they went out. And therefore would apply to tefillah also. Now, it's not so common, or it's less common, it's more common that people wear much more casual. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's the companies debate this, they have dress down Friday and whatever else, and some companies took that away because they found that people were less productive. They weren't, I can tell you, teaching yeshivas, some yeshivas on Rosh Chodesh, the boys have to wear white shirts and ties. You can see the difference. If the behavior is better, it just is. I don't know if it'll be like that in the way it dies every day. But when it's once a month, the behavior is different. It does make a difference. Okay? Now, Moshe Sternbach has an interesting tshuva that's printed in the collection called Charles of Tshuvas. Tshuvas on Hagos, we've quoted in the past, in Perek Dalad, Simon Chav Vav. The title of the tshuva is Tfila Lalo Kova V'Khalifa, davening without a hat or jacket. Meikra Adin says of Sherba, Tzorach Lispala Ka'omer Lifnei HaMelech, V'lo Sagi B'Kova Katan Kippa, not just the Yarmulke. Ki Ein Derech Lamod Kein Lifnei Rosh HaShum, Kibur, Mishra Barur, we just read it before, Simon Tzadi Alach Shikwani Beis, V'chein Tzorach Lulosh Khalifa, also a proper jacket, V'shamati, I heard, says of Sherba, Tonim Sheva Eretz Yisrael, that in Eretz Yisrael, V'omdim Gam Lifnei Sarim B'li Kova, I heard that since in Eretz Yisrael, people will stand in front of, officers and so on, high-ranking people without a hat and a jacket. Shari Lispala came. He holds a reliant. The BMS, where to get this from the BMS, the Eretz Yisrael Lundu Zeb Avanoseinu Harab Mehomos. So they learned this from the, you know, from the Goyim. Why? It's an interesting historical thing. I don't know. You can look it up and find out if it's true. He says, Shalomdu Mishitas HaKommunistim. The communists that everybody dressed. Why? Shakulam Chaverim. They're all comrades. Alright? They're all comrades. There's comrade this and comrade that. So I don't have to dress up in front of you. You're not higher than I am. Right? He says, the Afasar, even the officer himself, Eino Elyonas Alachairim. Umisnagimo Kimo Chaver. Umehem Lamdu. That's where people, Jews, learned it from. They came over from Europe. You know, they were impacted by the communists. Okay? Over MS Gam Etzlam Kishahochim Limokom Acheri Pogeshim Sar. Let's be honest, he says, these people, when they go to a dinner or a meeting with ambassadors elsewhere, not in their own land, Hare Makpidim Lechavdo Karoy Vilvosh Kova Khalifa. They dress themselves, I don't know about the hat, but they put on a jacket, go to a state dinner, you know, they're invited to the United States, you know, to meet the president here. So even the Middle Eastern has put on the Western garb. That's what he's saying. I remember one time here when they had a fundraiser for supporting Jews in the quote unquote settlements or whatever it is. So a guy came, the mayor of Ariel came. Remember that a few years ago? The mayor of Ariel came and he brought with him a farmer from the Jordan Valley, you know. And the guy had never left Eretz Yisrael before. He looked at me, put on a jacket, and thought it was almost, he didn't even know how to wear it right. The tie was like off, you know, the jacket didn't have the collar. It was clear that I don't think he'd ever worn a jacket or a tie before. He didn't have it. Anyway. So the Shema says, so mana, so what can we do? Shahokim akol. Everybody turn everything upside down. The lom de hasviva, we learn from the environment, lahashvos quote malchus shalom lichvod sarim. We equate the cover due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to only the cover due to the officer who we have no cover for. The alkein b'mokom sheish reach Torah, any place with his Torah, royal hodim she's labshu karoy v'hikon if never came betfila v'azatfila nechshavus miskabelos yosef. So he says certainly b'nei Torah and so on. So that's the tshuva from Moshe Sternbach. I'll also add that I came across the reference I saw in the Bnei Yisnoskar. Seriously, Sefer, I don't claim to understand what it means, but I'll read it to you anyway. The Bnei Yisnoskar is in Mamor Chodesh Tishrei in Mamor Yud Os Zion. Hagoy quotes Al Pizet Tovin Mashakaz Rava Kadosh. I think you mean Mem Hey Reish Per Pinchas. I think we're Pinchas of Karetz or Chassidic Masters. He says Asher Yochel Adolichom difference in Jews and non-Jews. The Minig Yisrael the Habeged HaElyon the outer garment is a Hula Ham Beged Kavod. The Lavush Yikar Kush Holech Ish Nipal Beis Haknesses or Filo Beis Anuchasher Holech Dafke Malubish Beged HaElyon. Jews, when they go out, they go to visit somebody, they put on a jacket. You know, that's the meaning of the Jews. Kizek kvodo, veitzel akum zatu, they go, they take off the jacket. And he says that's because the outer jacket, he says, lohem, omar avakotos, kizel atam di yisro yeshem or makif, is some type of light that envelops the person. So somehow the outer jacket represents the or hamakif. And the Teferis, the Jewish, again, I don't understand what that means. It's some kind of a Kabbalistic notion. But somehow, jacket, the outer garment, represents an or hamakif. So those are the words of the Bnei Yisrael.
Now, it's not all.
Oh, that's Omer HaTzitzit. Okay, the first garment ever made. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo on Tefillah, that's the collected right, psukim and stories and other things about. You know, I'm talking about a jacket. I remember reading once that the Rav, I think Nefesh HaRav it is, that Rav Soloveitchik felt that on Shabbos, especially even in the street, you should always have a jacket. You have to dignify it to Shabbos to the point. There's a story that was written there. I'm not saying I would pass it that way, but maybe he feel differently today. But at least at that time, there was someone asked him who lived far from the shul in Boston, and it was like 98 degrees. Okay, a boiling hot summer day, and he asked the Rav, he had his jacket for in the morning, or Shachas, you know, and he asked that he wants to leave his jacket in shul, walk home just in a plain shirt, and come back to Mincha, and when he comes to Davening, he'll put the jacket back on. And the Rav said, no, you have to wear the jacket during the street. It's better not to come to Mincha if you can't walk without a jacket in the street. Seriously, that's a Shabbos thing, not a field thing. So anyway, yeah.
Isn't there an idea, though, if you're
going to
start the jacket, it's
going to
be a little more
to say. That's another problem. Okay, I have to find the balance. Good. So on the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, on Tefillah, Perek Beis, Os Tesvav, Perek Beis, Os Tesvav, so they call for some of the following. B'shas HaTefillah, Yesh Lahakbid Lios Lobos B'tzura Mechubedes, Kaum nid lifna melech. Shanema hikon likra as alakach Yisrael. Velachain. Gam mi shedarko lelech b'michnasayim k'tarim. Short pants, shorts. Okay, l'regel noachto. Kechaklaim upalim, like farmers or people working out in the field and so on, hot in the summer. Ratzoi says of some zaman shelo yispalel ba'odo labushcha. You should not daven in that fashion. Again, the people in the kibbutz and so on and so forth. He says you should not daven in that fashion. In the Haaretz, Nos Chav Gimel, he says certainly not for the chazan. And he says v'chein ein roi la'adam bari leispalel kishem albusha ha'elyon toloi al kseifav. Okay, you know, sometimes you see in the shivas, they don't wear the jacket, they don't put the hands in the sleeve. The jacket is draped over the shoulders. You ever see that? That's a look. In some places, you know, you walk into some bat medrash and down mincha, or even, you know, they don't have the jacket all the way on. It's kind of draped over. So if someone doesn't like it, he says, Ain roi la'adam bari, a healthy person, lispalel, obviously he's not talking about a guy with a broken arm, he couldn't get his hand in, but man, a regular person, right? Kishem al busho elyon talui al ksefav, it's just hanging on his shoulders. Sharei b'shar shemidabri, manashim chashum ein omet. Because the same thing, he wouldn't stand that way when he's standing before somebody who was, you know, dignified. And he writes in the footnote, Orchas Halach, on the bottom, in note 77, it says, getting back to Shabbos, the Aflin in Shabbos, where Achokech Lahachmir, Shol Helech, Kwal Ahalech, Kachbiz Manel, which is a Rabbach, which ain't Eruv. He didn't think that's called wearing the jacket. So if you're not, if you're just wearing the jacket over your shoulders, he thinks it's a problem on Shabbos. He tells him, look, the Shmir Shabbos clothes are fine. I'm not talking about Shabbos, but I just threw that din in. But that's wanted to mention that the Shomazaman holds, he should not wear the jacket like they do in many yeshivas. However, to justify the practice of the yeshivas, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Balakos Yaakov, again, it's a collection of Sukkim and stories related to the stipler. So in Chelek Gimel on page Reish Zion, O Zion, Hagon Ruchar Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shoal Esmar Achazonish, Zechazar Gosh Rocha, Imutar Lispala Kushulavush Bemeil, Belishi Achnis Es Hayadayim Lusharbalim. They asked, Chaim Kanievsky says that he asked the Chazonish ones, is it Mutar to dive in this exact fashion without
putting for himself?
I don't know, but listen to this. The Onolo Moran, Anim Ispalakach. Chazanish answered, I don't know like that.
Oh, wow.
And that's what it says here. So, I don't know, Bachokas of Shamu Zalman and Chazanish, according to what it says here, the Chazanish himself. So that's what I mean, that's I don't, I guess, in the hot weather. Okay.
Chazanish lived in Nebuchadnezzar.
Right, it's hotter. Very humid. Very humid. Mm-hmm. So on Shamu Zalman,
the same thing about wearing wool sitters for pants instead if it's too hot.
Did it could be. Makes sense. Anyway, so that was that, just a little bit of a distinction. Now, the Moshe Feinstein deals, I forgot to bring, can you give me the Igros Moshe, it's right behind you there on the top of this shelf, it's Yordei Chelek Gimel. The Moshe Feinstein discusses also address it at Yordei Gimel, I don't have it there, just want to look. Yeah, it's okay, I forgot to bring it. It's gotta be there. We'll say Chel Gimel Yardaya. There we go. It could be that that'd be the one missing. That's just my dumb luck. Anyway, so thank you. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Yardaya Chel Gimel Simon Samaches. One of these tshuvas that has a few different topics, four different topics. So the very last one, Simon Samaches, Ozdalid, he says, okay, to go out and so on, dress properly, because of Shini Sashon and Negri Summit. Oh, he should be in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu and so on. Okay. Then he discusses the issue, Midas Halavishu, Kemina Gamakom, Kagonim, Aderech, Lechatzos, Azroz, Vashokayim, Tzichim Gam Shem, Kishayim, Shem, Shem, Bosh Kain. The Ima Aderech, Lech, Vizos, Vagulus, Gamas, Nashrain, Tzorch, Lechatzos, Mal, Midas Chasidus, and so on. He discusses that issue, in terms of, and as far as the other thing though, it's only rock based on tefillah, special din based on tefillah, everything has to be covered up. And even there, it's not ma'akev es tefillah. Okay, and therefore, Kedisa Rambam raised Parakim et tefillah. So it comes back to Henry's point, and Moshe reiterates what it says in the Rambam, that it's not ma'akev es tefillah. And then he also discusses what if it's very uncomfortable for the person. He mentions that there also there are certain, there are certain coolers, if a person is terribly, I mean, I'm not talking about it has to be deathly ill, but I mean, if it's very, very uncomfortable, so that makes also, also makes a distinction. And he says, v'shasat chak mutal ispalo, kenu mekav, all these things v'shasat chak. So that would seem to me to indicate that in your case, let's say a guy, you know, he doesn't have his jacket, and now here's a minion, and he's going to miss the minion, and this Tzilvet Tzibur, because he's going to run home and get his jacket. So that would seem to qualify as a Shas Hachak. That's what I thought for a Moshe Feinstein. And the truth is, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman mentions that in the Furush, in that same section we read before, in Shlomo Parak Beis, in Os Tes Vav. He says, V'arogil elech b'kova u'malbush elyon, v'nizdamin lebeis haknesis l'lo malbushim elu. If you ordinarily do wear a hat and a jacket for davening, but one time you're in shul, you don't have the stuff with you, lo yispalel biladehem, you shouldn't daven without him, ella, unless, in kein lo yimtza minyan achar l'tfila, sh'oz ein lahafsid milas tfila b'tzibur, mishum mitzvah hikon bilvad. This mitzvah hikon is now a catch, it's an important mitzvah, but you don't give up all the benefits, so to speak, of tefillah b'tzibur, davening the minyan, and kedusha, and kaddish, and baruch, whatever else. You don't give that up because of this mitzvah of hikon. So that's what the That's a question. I don't know. A separate issue to say the Shem Hashem without a yarmulke. That's maybe a bigger issue.
The thing is, the Tzitzel Yehuda says that if you have a tefillah,
something else. Oh, it's going to take some real. It's enough for kisa. I know wearing a yarmulke is another issue because you're not allowed to say Shem Hazkaros without a yarmulke. But okay, there's only minig in general, but not yeah, it's wear all time only minig, but minichos not even a minig, but it's a minichos tefillah. But for Shem Hashem, it could well be yarmulke. He says, Umash is so gay, and here's what he says. So in Chavdal, Dvar Halacha there, Shlomo Zalman, they write, again, it's not him, it's a Talmud. Umash is so gay, ha kafto ha elyon, shabukhutsoso, lo mahan le dinekar. Just the top button, of the shirt, that doesn't do it. Okay, you gotta put the jacket on. Okay? And he said, even about, Right, that's true. Then they also put on a garter, they have the jacket, they have the hat. But anyway, and then the Oschav Hey writes, Ulam Hamut Mutalov Levar Hadover, Keshu Kamen Shavadar Khan Mitsuma Old Minyan of Mitzvila. He said, you know, what do you mean I can't have another minion? There's no other minion in town? Okay, maybe if it's the Mincha and Skia time, but otherwise you should look around and, you know, maybe you can get to a different minion. Incidentally, as a side point, just to see how far this goes, I don't know if people in Israel are in this, but in Note 73 in Orchas Halacha, he says even about Birchas Hamozah. Listen to this. Quotes from Shlomo Zalman, Tzarech Lislabish Legamen Kedei Levarach Birchas Hamozah. Ve'eno Nochen Lubosh Birchas Levarach Birchas Hamozah Lubosh Bichaluk. You know, many people get in yeshivas, they do put on a jacket and hat for benching also. Even benching by themselves, not just with a mezumin or a minion. Many people put on a jacket for benching. That's what the Shlomo Zalman says here. He should, Ve'eno Nochen Levarach Birchas Lubosh Bichaluk. Omnom, a person's not feeling well or whatever it is, so then there's other ways out. And he's going to say there are differences between tefillah and benching, but I just wanted to bring you that point. There's a sefer called, a whole set of svarim, called Yalkut Yosef, which is a collection of psukim from the, put out by Rav Yitzhak Yosef, the son of one of the sons of Rav Avad Yosef, based on the psukim of his father. So this is in the section Yalkut Yosef, the She'eris Yosef, in Chelek Beis, on this Simon Tzadiyalov, it's page Shin Samech Vov, on the bottom page, Imutar Lispalo the Pajamas. Hey, Yud, Gimel, with a little line over it, Mem, hey. Imutar lispalav pajama. So he says, Imutar lispalav pajama. In any case, you know what that is, he puts in parentheses, Mabu Shalila. Okay. Hine harambam kosav tikan olushim keitav misakir olushim skilim atzayanat from ahadah and so on, shanema. The whole Rambam we said. Umavur shetzarech adam lius mitzurim, ahudu lavusha bishas hatfila, lilbosh begadim mitzuyonim shederech lamo behem bifne gedolim. Ulafi zeh nira dekevan she'ein derech lamo bifne gedolim, kishulavish bepijama. Most people would not greet the dignitary, you know, if someone came to the house, wouldn't answer their pajamas. The mele ain't his follow pajamas. However, he adds, ach kol zeh, ayri legabe odom bori, because this question could come up for a guy's in the hospital. And he's wearing hospital, what do you call hospital gowns, right. You know, and then now sometimes a hospital gown can be a problem because of the way, you know, you have to have a separation of the upper part of the body and lower part of the body. They always have those hospital gowns, which the certain part of the body can expose. But it's only has pajamas, he's wearing a robe of some sort. And, you know, the guy is bedridden for a number of weeks, so that's what he says. Achoza, I really got the other bori. I'm a spala, not two ways I can't say. The work on his ain't a pajama. I'm a bechola, yachol is spala pajama. Just like, you know, one of the things that the Rambam mentioned, those eight things, where he mentioned about tikkun malbushim, one of the things was standing up. Well, a person is too sick to stand up, daven is sitting down. It's the same thing over here. So he does have this, he does have this kula. Again, he spoke about the Erevan coming up, other things as we mentioned. But in any event, that's the situation that he brings up with regards to pajamas. Similarly, I brought with me the Nishmas Avram, for the great medical aloha, we has, you know, has all things relating to medicine from Nishmas Avram and Chelek Aleph and Norah Chaim. That's the same sin in Sari Aleph. And those Dalit, he says, in Epsher, he's a hair chol a lowly spal chatchilim ulovush rak with deshain and pajamas. If possible, he shouldn't do it. Ki ain't that they're covered lamam kainas nashemis bar. Because you wouldn't stand. On the other hand, I was thinking, I didn't say this, I was thinking that, but if you're in the hospital and some dignitary came to visit you, you would stand up in your pajamas. That, you know, I mean, it's understood that you're sick, so maybe it would be different. You would greet, somebody wearing the pajamas. Just to finish up, there's one other issue that relates to the Chaz, and the Gemara says in Megillah, it's actually a Mishnah, in Megillah, the Chav Dal Amar Aleph, the Mishnah talks about, the Mishnah talks about what is called a Pocheach, Chav Dal Amar Aleph in Megillah. The Mishnah says Pocheach, some of us will define it in a second, Pocheach paris eshma umetargav al eino korba torba eino over lifnat teva. Pocheach can't be the chazan in over lifnat teva. Rashi defines pocheach v'sechasofa first kol shekraav nirin, means if your bottom part of your legs are visible, that's called a pocheach. So that would be relevant to someone davening in shorts. Arum v'yachav tarve artila ufachach. Okay, he cannot be the chazan because not covered for the tzibur. It's Rashi says later, gnai hu l'tzibur, and therefore he can't be. Tosus says, excuse me, arum b'yochev, he's talking about barefoot, but part of the feet or part of the legs are showing. So we have another set of dinim perhaps with regards to what?
That's the
what I did? Yes, probably. Okay, probably. Certainly in terms of being the chazan. The Rambam later in Hilchos Tfila, in around later have a tefillah in Perek Ches, the end of Halacha Yud Beis, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says Mishak Seif of Megulos, you know, the shoulders are also wear like a tank top or something like that, the type of T-shirt where you could see the shoulders. Afal Yishu Parshma Eino Nasa Shliach Tzibur LeTefillah. Right, the guy can't be a Shliach Tzibur wearing that garment. That's a fish shul, and some shuls make you wear a jacket if you're a chazan. That's why I have all these jackets hanging here of different sizes, right? So they give it to the chazan, he's not wearing a jacket.
Slowly disappeared.
Is that true? Oh, it's being willed away, huh? Just read one or two halachas more in the shulchan.
That has CBY as their initials.
Charles B. something.
CBY, right? Yeah, I mean, can be used.
That's good. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Gimel of Orach Chaim, well, this will finish up. Sif Yud Gimel, Pocheach, well, who is a little different? Misha Begado Karua, his garments are torn, Bizroa Sav Megulim, his shoulders, again, like this, like very short sleeves, the t-shirt Megulim, Lo Yeri Lifnat Teva, should not become the, should not be, a Chazan. And the Chai Ramor writes later on, let's find it, he says, "V'shat shu shochet gar shat to the chazma the slayer shachet, right? Ubodek, he checks the animal. Lo yispala begodim atzoyim masvichim. Okay, you can't let him daven, you know, with his garments that are full of blood and they smell, you know, from court. Like his garments smell like a slaughterhouse. Can't do that. If eno rotze lahachlis begodim v'shatzil yispala mavir noso. If he wants to be the chazan and he doesn't want to take those garments off, he's a tough. Okay, if it's your type, whatever else, you can't daven in those circumstances.
Do you have like a barbecue? Maybe you smell like."
I don't know.
Well, somebody asked the question of Sahal, yeah. Right?
You got, yeah, I'll sweat it up and.
Sure, this is.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe that. Practically
have
speaking, it's tough.
After a Sukhus Peshoeva when they're.
Right,
when
you're all, right, 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 right.
Sweaty and smelly.
Yeah. Or, yeah, other cases. So it's horrid. I'm Muslim.
You know the famous Bodhichiva?
Yeah.
You saw a Balagola.
Yeah, yeah.
Smearing the wheels of the Agala with oil.
Right, right.
With it filling on.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, look at us, Baruch Hu.
Even
when they shmear the agala, they still keep the tefillah.
That's all right. So it depends on your perspective. There in Siman Nun Gimel, I just want to see one other thing here. It's in Nun Gimel. And the Be'er Hetiv writes in those Vav, he quotes from the Maram Mintz. Yeah, it's Sikkot and Vav, the Be'er Hetiv, Simon Nun Gimel. Because the Maram Mintz, big day shot, Sikhim Shinikim, Beli Lichluch. Okay, and can't show his feet and so on. Apparently, there's another din of shots because of Tibur. And the Mishabur himself earlier. Well, yeah, that's where Talis even maybe from Meyer in some place. Right, that's why I thought if you don't have a jacket, that's not supposed to wear Talis to do a Michael. Okay. And finally, in Simon Yurches, the Mishabur writes, it's only here enough of Tzitzis, but in Simon Yurches. In the Sivkot and Dalid, the Mishavur writes, he says, one second, where is that? Yeah. He says, and it's night time. However, when we come up on our shots, with Ne'amud, him ain't holech the Malbush Elyon. Okay, she ain't come out of tibur because pshita the loyosa talis melo. So the shmur says to wear the talis, you don't have a jacket and for myruv. Okay, and then the sifkot and hay, he says kol over lifnei teva tzorich lisatev, and when the daven is in front of the tibur, has to have the talis because that's also an additional din of korat tibur. Well, he doesn't distinguish, but it looks that way. Well, at least a jacket. Yeah, it depends. Yeah, a lot of shoes to do. Finally, just to summarize everything, Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva on this subject in. Shalosu Zichavet Das and Chelak Dalid in Simon Ches. He's asking if somebody wears the shorts and so on and so forth. Can it be the Chazam and so on? At the very end, I'll just read this before that we finish. Halo Beshchutza Besharalim Ktarim. If you have a shirt which has a very short sleeve, Hamachasim as Zohar Amar Pek Mutal Yoshir. If they cover, go down to the elbow, then it's Mutal Yoshir Tibur. Lo Satir Chadechosim Aval Nesharim Kotzer Tzar Biyoser Ache Chelak Meazroa HaElyon. Part of the upper arm going from the elbow to the shoulders. Megula ein rashay l'shamish l'tzibur she'ein zekor atzibur. Aval yochid ha'mispal atzmo mutar lo min adin l'mispal rishon k'tzar. But down himself, you can wear short sleeve. He says. Va'holech b'mechlesayim k'tzaros k'moshen o'gim b'kibutzim. You can wear shorts like on a kibbutz. Lo yishamish k'shiratzibur. Aval yochid mispal atzmo mutar. Uvavad sheito yodav yitzvil and so on. Not to touch your feet. A different issue. V'chein roi l'mori b'tei sefer l'ashgiach u'lechanech as tamidayim. Shahochim me'akayetz mi'chasayim tzaros leval yigur b'raglein beishalom tori. You have to not touch your feet. That's a different issue. And chanocha v'darko and so on. So Rav Yosef has the coolers and makes that distinction. He says sometimes you can daven if that's the way you normally go around, but not to be the chazan. So we have two different dinim. There's a din of general proper dress for tefillah, which is important, and then there's also for the shliach tzibur. I'll just close by mentioning not in terms of halacha, but I remember many years ago when Hashon was much smaller, so they used to do just what now is called the old main. That was the whole shul. They used to have a bulletin board. I think Rabbi Gordon was still the rabbi. Yes, I remember he found an article. They were trying to encourage people to come dressed a little more properly for davening. They had a rules from the PGA Association, Professional Golfers Association. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of rules. In fact, recently I remember reading that a certain guy was disqualified because he didn't have the right, his pants, and he had a great score, and they disqualified him because they found his pants were not regulation in terms of what you're allowed to wear. So there's all kinds of, I remember Gordon saying, if that's the rule in the PGA, so we can also have the rules in the shul. Hey, man, we should at least be sensitive to the issue that there's proper clothes for davening. Shalom and good Shabbos.